Morning, Mick.
Morning, Kim.
How you doing, mate?
Very well, thanks.
Excited?
I am, yes.
It's going to be a great weekend.
It is, yeah. It's always a... You got the best now, the best of the best, and these finals, I think, have been some good quality. You go back to last year when Broncos were flogged. There hasn't been that this year, and I think it's a testament to all the teams with all the adversity they've had to endure this year. The teams have come out the right side, and I think the right teams are still left in the competition. So,
well, the Raiders and Roosters match was an absolute thriller.
It was. The Raiders are never going to get beat, and I think Trent Robinson did say that, that they just weren't up to the challenge. They tried hard, but they just didn't have that killer blow, whereas the Raiders did.
Bit lackluster, maybe, compared to what they're usually like.
Don't know. A lot of uncharacteristic errors.
Absolutely.
Like,
even from Tedesco, who
dropped it twice in his career.
No.
He done it in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Now, Peter won the $600 and you did pick the score.
Yeah, I did pick the score. Peter was listening to me.
That could have actually gone towards your Stars of the Year Bedella.
Well, it could have done, and I could have knocked off Megan Goucher and Alison Mears, but never mind.
And then the Rabbitohs, a very big win to them because they came back in the second half. We were just talking off air. Once they start scoring points, they just don't stop the Rabbits.
They don't, no. They've just got that, I don't know, they've just got that flair about them. And honestly, I believe they're the only team left in the competition that can beat Penrith. I honestly think they can beat them. They just seem to have that flair there. And once they get one or two tries, away.
Then it's a points fest, isn't
it? It is, yeah.
Unbelievable. So tomorrow night, we've got the first preliminary final, Storm versus Raiders, away at Suncorp. The Raiders have a really good record against the Storm in away games. Is that going to happen? Is that going to continue?
I believe the Raiders are going to win. I think the week off, probably would have helped Cameron Smith, but I think a lot of them younger guys probably would have affected them more. They were on a bit of a roll with Melbourne Storm, and to get a week off, which is good for an older team, but for a younger team, doesn't work for me. So I think the Raiders will be too strong. I think it'll be a tough game. It'll be close, but I think the Raiders will get away with it.
And we're doing pick the score for AMH again.
22-18. It worked for me last week.
Now, the second preliminary final is on Saturday night. The Panthers and the Rabbitohs at ANZ.
Another one. I believe that Penrith, great side, have been consistent all year. But I just think they're a young side. Having that week off, they probably didn't need that. They just need to keep going on their role. And look, they're going to come out of the blocks, no doubt about it. But I just think out of the teams left, South Sydney are the only ones, I think, that can outscore Penrith. They're not going to out-defend Penrith because Penrith are a very good defensive side. But I think they will score more points than Penrith. So,
well, who's integral in the Panthers team for you?
Well, I think they're halves. With that kick out there, I think Cleary's going to be exposed a fair bit. Not saying taking any away from Luke Capewell. I think he'll do a great job, but I just think he'll be exposed on that edge, and they just don't have that strike weapon with Kikau. Like, he's good for one or two tries every game, a big play. He's a big player, and he loves his big plays, and without him there, I think it's going to be tough.
What about Coruscant? He's a slippery little customer.
He is slippery.
A good game.
He has a good game, but, look, I honestly believe that South Sydney will get away with the victory, and I think it'll be a high-scoring event, and I think it'll be, I'm going to go 32-26.
Okay. And who do you reckon's really important in the Rabbitohs?
Well, I think Cody Walker. And I think if you look at last week, Cody Walker didn't do a hell of a lot, and they still got away a pretty convincing win in the end.
They did.
So if he's not... doesn't need to play as well as he did. Like, he had glimpses of brilliance, but, you see the week, when they beat the Roosters by 60, he was in everything. So if he gets into everything, who knows what the score will be.
They've got to watch that little player out of dummy half too. What's his name?
Damien Cook.
Him, Cook. He's a great little player, and he runs off really quickly if there's no markers.
He takes off. Got to be real careful of him.
Well, my heart's going with the Panthers, and I think the Panthers are going to win, so I have to go against you
there. So
who's
your grand final going to be?
Well, it's going to be Raiders and Panthers, mate. And Jade and I are like, 80 minutes, we can't be friends at all. We'll be sledging constantly via text, but I would love to see a Raiders and Panthers grand final.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go Raiders, South Sydney, grand final.
All right, and who's going to win the grand final?
Raiders.
Yoo-hoo! You beauty. We only missed out just by that last year, so... It's our year. What do you reckon?
Well, I think it is,
yeah.
And I think they're primed and ready to go. And if you listen to the way they're talking, all their media stuff, they're just ready to go. There's no, we're talking it up and this and that. It's just, we've got a job to do and we've got to get this job done. And that's all, and that's what it's about. You roll the sleeves up, get the job done. You know everything now. It's just a matter of doing it for 80 minutes.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn anything else about the opposition or about yourself. You just need to roll your sleeves up and get on with it.
Now, looking forward to seeing you Saturday at Loot in the Boot at AMH Auto Group. They're now going to launch Maruya Ford, which is very exciting for Jade and the team there.
Finally, I've got the Maruya Ford with Fords. I pulled over the other day and said, you got the Ford sign, where's all the Fords?
Yeah. Well, they were coming.
Yeah,
so you'll be able to check some out on Saturday.
Can't
You're
wait.
Going to come and throw a couple of footies through the hole, which is good. Show us how it's done.
I can't pass.
Well, you might be able to just kick it in.
I can't even kick.
You might go and tackle it then. But look forward to seeing you, mate, and and see who will end up winning that $1,000 with Loot in the Boot, which has just been such a fun competition for everybody.
Yeah, it's been great, and it's good. You know, I love to see Jay doing well down there at Maruya. And,
absolutely,
You know, right across the board, so he's a good man. And
yeah, he's a great bloke.
Everyone get down there and have a go.
Yeah, and enjoy your footy over the weekend. I know
I
you will.
Will,
mate.
I will.
We'll talk about Friday's game on Saturday when we see each other.
Just want to give a shout out to my wife, too. It's 10-year wedding anniversary today, so...
Happy anniversary.
Wedded bliss.
Isn't that beautiful? And three gorgeous kids, so you're having
a happy
life, Nick Wayman.
That's debatable.
All right, mate. Well, thank you for your thoughts on the preliminary finals. Really appreciate it. And, yes, pick the score at 2ec.com.au. Thanks to AMH Auto Group, 22-18, according to Mick Wayman.
No worries. Thanks, Kim. And remember, vote for Mick Wayman for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and he needs some more money.
I need more cash.
Because he missed out on the 600.
600's gone. I want to beat Megan Goucher and Alison Mears. They've got to go.
See you, Mick.
See ya.